T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The all-local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Drivers caught in the traffic jam along the 210 freeway can't be very happy. Caltrans launching a bridge upgrade project over the San Gabriel Riverbed, and commuters will be bottled up for the next 5 days.
Caltrans is demolishing a couple of sections of the bridge and replacing some crucial hinges, and what that means is they had to squeeze the entire 210 freeway down from 12 lanes to 6, 3 lanes in each direction. So drivers will have to deal with it for 5 days right now and 5 days again next month. Caltrans spokesman Eric Menjivar.
And something with that age, we need to keep maintaining it. This bridge is about 50 years old, so we can, you know, keep the structure in place so people could use it every day.
But commuters will definitely feel the impact. One man who lives off Irwindale Avenue was surprised by all of the congestion, but he's retired and doesn't have to deal with it.
That's a myth. I don't know what all the poor drivers are going to do that go to work every day.
Some will probably be stuck idling in traffic for a while unless they can figure out a way around it, a detour. Caltrans recommends it. In Azusa, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, it's the center of a newly filed probate case. This is property once owned by cult leader Charles Manson.
It's believed cult leader Charles Manson had a son here in Los Angeles who changed his name to Charles White Jr. He had a child, a son, named Jason Freeman. He would be Charles Manson's grandson. DNA doesn't prove it, and Charles White isn't alive to declare it. But one of Jason's lawyers tells KNX they have other proof.
We got his birth certificate, which I have filed with the court. I don't know what other evidence somebody could bring in besides a birth certificate showing Charles Manson is the father of Charles Manson Jr. Charles Manson was his father eventually committed suicide.
That is probate attorney Alan Davis in Orange County. Charles Manson did die with a will. He owned guitars and other items that were in his prison cell. Jason Freeman is asking a Los Angeles judge to make him administrator of Charles Manson's estate. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, health officials say that there have been another 6,400 COVID cases confirmed in L.A. County. That's the one-day increase from Tuesday's number. The number is believed to be a significant undercount, however, since many people, of course, take at-home tests, and those results are not always reported to health officials. Hospitalizations in L.A. County are up as well to more than 1,300. That number of COVID-related patients is the highest it has been in the county since mid-February. Sentencing is scheduled for today for a man in North Hollywood who stole government funds during the pandemic. The money comes from the CARES Act, designed to aid medical providers in the treatment of patients suffering from COVID. Police say the man was funded about $58,000, but he used that money for his own personal use instead of using the funds for pandemic relief efforts, as is required. Police now have a new tool, a tool to help them catch hit-and-run drivers much more quickly than before.
The yellow alert concept would involve giving critical information from witnesses to a hit-and-run crash over to Caltrans, which would put make and model of the car or license plate number on freeway traffic signs. Fresno Assemblyman Jim Patterson says the new program has the ability to be focused on a specific area almost instantly.
Suppose they're trying to escape on Highway 99, or they're trying to use some surface street, or I-5. Witnesses have that information, perhaps. Law enforcement might very well have seen it, and it can go up on these yellow alert signs, and they will be in the areas where that perpetrator may very well be driving right now.
Patterson is convinced that having thousands of eyes looking for a wanted car in a confined area will dramatically improve the chances of a capture and the holding of that driver to answer for their actions. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, new data is giving more detailed insight into how Asian hate, anti-Asian hate, continues to affect communities in California and across the country, for that matter. More than 11,000 hate incidents have been reported since 2020. We get more on this from reporter Kathy Novak.
The group Stop AAPI Hate has been looking at incidents that have been reported to its center over the past 2 years. And co-founder Cynthia Choi says the vast majority do not rise to the level of a hate crime, but they still make people fearful.
67% of our incidents involve harassment, such as verbal, written hate speech or inappropriate gestures.
She says the elderly and members of the LGBTQ community are reporting at a higher rate, and many other incidents go unreported.
This needs to be treated seriously. We also have parents that are very, very concerned about their child being bullied in school, in unsupervised spaces, on their way to school, that this is happening in places that are open to the public.
The research did find that many incidents are being reported on public transit and in grocery stores.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.